We continue in the Sefer Tomer Devorah. We begin Perek Teshi'i, and we come to the last Sfira of the 10 Sfirot. He'ach yargil ha'adam atzmo b'midot ha'malchut. How can a person train himself to behave in the midot, in the characteristics that stem from the Sfira of Malchut? Rishona lekulam, the first and foremost, שלא יתגאה ליבו בכל אשר לו. That no matter how much a person has, money, family, and everything, it should never get him to the point of ga'ava. Should never become a baal ga'ava. That's... Maybe think it over and get to me, okay? So the first midah that he says is שלא יתגאה. That's the midah of Malchut. Ve'yasim atzmo tamid ke'ani. And he should always put himself like a poor person. He should always regard himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a ani, who is always in need. And therefore he always asks Hashem. He doesn't feel like reassured and secure that I have, and therefore I'm fine on my own. We're not fine on our own. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second. And that's called the feeling of ani. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when David HaMelech realized that the best tefillah in the eyes of Hashem is the tefillah of ani, that's when he said, tefillah le'ani ki ato Hashem, ki ani anochi, I am also ani, without you what am I? That is plugging in to the midah of malchut, because as we mentioned, I think, that the midah of malchut is considered aniyah, is considered poor. Let lay migarme klum. It doesn't have anything on its own. It's all what it receives from the sfirot above, and especially in the time of galut, shchinta begaluta. The shchina kedusha is in galut, and we know that shchina kedusha is synonymous with the midah of malchut. So the midah, the sfirah of malchut, signifies anava. It signifies aniyut. Aniyut doesn't mean you have to be poor necessarily. It means you have to regard yourself as poor, meaning that you always rely and always hope for and always ask for from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's how there are points in the tefillah, for example, where a person has to think that. The Ari HaKadosh, I don't remember all the points right now, but the Ari HaKadosh tells us there's three places. Like, for example, one in Psukei DeZimra. A person has Yasim Atzmo Ke'ani. One is right before the Amidah. Yasim Atzmo Ke'ani. And there's a third place where a person, when we get up for Tehilot La'el Elyon Go'alam, a person has to prepare himself for the Tefillah with the feeling of Aniyut, with the feeling of Malchut. That's why when we say Hashem Sevata, it's not Hashem, it's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the name of Malchut. So when we stand up to pray before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are getting up with the Midah of Malchut, which means Ke'ani, avo ke'ani al petach. We say in the Amim Nuraim, the Shaliach Tzibur begins the Amidah with supplication of, I am like ani. You'll see that in all the piyutim of the Amim Nuraim right before the Amidah, avo ke'ani, I am coming like a poor person in front of you. Where does that come from? That comes from the Midah of Malchut. V'ya'amid atzmo lifnei kono kedal shoel umitchanen. And he should stand up in front of Hashem like a poor man who asks and begs. Ulehargil atzmo b'midah zo, and to train himself in this midah. Afilu sheyeh ashir, even if he's rich, yachshov she'en davek imo mikol asher lo me'uma. He should remember that nothing stays with him, not even a drop. In a second, nothing is secure in this world. And Acham Avesrim, what does he take with him from all this? So really, what does a person have? All a person has is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehu ne'ezav tzarich lerachameh ha-boreh tamid. He has to feel that he's a person who, ne'ezav means who needs help and needs the rachamim of Hashem always. She'en lo kol davar ela alechem asher ochel. The only thing he has maybe is that piece of bread that Hashem gave him at that moment to eat. Ve'yachni'a levavo, he should humble his heart. Ve'ya'ani atzmo, and regard himself as poor. U'magam be'et tefilotav. U'magam means especially in the time of tefillah, she'zo segula nifla'a. The Tomer Devorah says, that's a big segula. At the time of tefillah, to work on oneself, that mindset, that Hashem, if not for you, what do I have? And that's why I come before you. That mindset is very important at the time of tefillah. ולהפך מזה נאמר, ורם לבבך ושכחת שהשכחה החיצונית מצויה שם. The opposite, if a person becomes haughty and conceited and he thinks so much about himself, so then ושכחת, so then he forgets Hashem, and also he's saying שהשכחה החיצונית מצויה. Veshachachta doesn't just mean you will forget Hashem. It means that Chas v'Shalom, the tefillot that you pray are forgotten. That's what it means here. He's meramez to that. Sheshichecha hachitzonit, the shechecha from the chitzonim, from the koach haklipa, from the koach hatum'ah, is metzuya, is immediately there to pounce upon the tefillot and cause them to be forgotten. If we don't want our tefillot to be forgotten, rachamana litzlan, then we have to beware and to be careful that at the time of tefillah, we have to have that mindset of ani. V'David itnaheg b'midah zo harbeh. You're all over Sefer Tehilim. David HaMelech trained himself in this midah. She'amar ki achid v'ani ani. I'm alone and I am poor. She'are kol anshe beto kol echad v'echad tzarich le'azer le'atzmo. Makulam elav. Each one, even the family, each one of them, they need help. Arvach arvatzarich. Each one needs help on his own. So what are they to him? Afilu ishto uvanav. Ma yoiluhu bihiyoto nishpat lifnei habore. Even his wife and children, what are they really going to help him at the time when he has to stand judgment before the bore? O be'etziluk nishmato, or at the end, le'achar me'avizrim, klum yelavuhu ela'at kivro. The most they can do is to escort him till his grave. But from there, a person is on his own and he cannot rely on anyone. Mahem lo be'edinav mipetach hakever va'ilach. What are they to him in the time of din from the entrance of the grave and on? Lefichach yashpil. This is harsh. This is, you know, this is strong and this is important. This is good for us to hear this and to remember this. Lefichach yashpil v'itaken atzmo v'sod amida azot. Therefore, a person has to think these thoughts and to be mitaken himself with these humble thoughts of the midah of malchut. So when we say that a person has to have this kavana, it's not just min asafa v'lachutz or min arosh v'lachutz. You know, have those. You know, a person can have kavanot also b'shitchiyut, right? A person can think certain words, but he's thinking them the same way he says them. Just like we say words without kavanah, he's mechaven the words without kavanah also. So the only way to really internalize them and to really feel it is by thinking these, you know, sharp points that, whoa, you know, sometimes we usually escape from thinking these thoughts. If from time to time we bring it to ourselves and we say, we only have a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the tefillah is a different tefillah. And he says it's a segula nifla'ah in the time of tefillah.